only thing on my mind was that. Didn't know my time was next, yeah. I'm trying to refine the shit. I redefine myself. First I had to find it. I couldn't find a friend. Had to rely on my wits. I be with Mike, man. 9 days I be with Sage and with Six. Chris, you dig? I'm in LA, we go. Please come and claim it, kid. I cannot play with them. Let's try a tip in a pro child. I celebrate with a toast. Bro, do you know if you with me, we homebound. I need a city to hold down. You niggas gave me a coast. You went and gave me a cape. But that never gave me no hope. I found a new way to cope. It ain't no slave in my soul. But I keep the memories close, blind. Even when I hit a low, I still give thanks to the most high. I can't do favors no more. If you lame and you broke and you waiting for cosign, I take a plague to go. Right after break, bro. Juice on my chain is gold. Tell me how you been faking the whole time. That's a surveillance goal. These niggas be playing for both sides. This shit can take a toll. There ain't no. There ain't no. Yeah. Damn plague,
listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05, 08, 09, 10 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And yeah, let's just, as we always do, get right back into the groove of things here on this radio show that, for better or worse, I've taken full responsibility of. We started out the night with, with Egyptian Robe by Miniature Tigers. Now, that's not the normal Egyptian Robe track. That is the demo version. So it's like the track before it became a real track. But it's still real enough to play on this radio show. Not that that's a high bar, but it's my bar. And then we heard the Probably Birds theme song, and that is by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. I don't think they know that I use it, to be honest. They gave it to me, and I don't think they expected me to use it, but I do use it every single show. And speaking of shows, this is a bit of a sad one. Okay, so before I go on, I want y'all to, you know, get your tissues, you know, get a friend, hold someone you love, okay? Because this is the last Probably Birds of the semester. I know. If I had like a soundboard, it'd be playing like a bwomp bwomp, or maybe like a sobbing sound. So just imagine that that is played. Welcome to my radio show. It's the last one. It's been one hell of a ride, guys. I don't remember most of it. It occurs in the wee hours of the morning or late at night, depending on your perspective. I've always thought of it more as a late at night kind of gig. But, you know, to each his or her or their own, it's all good. Okay, it's the last show. I'll be gone for the summer, so I won't be here doing anything extra. I will like straight up just be away. But don't worry too much. Because if all goes according to plan, and it doesn't always, but I think maybe this time it will, if all goes according to plan, I will be here next semester. That will be the start of, it's like, okay, hold up. There's a lot going on, guys, that I haven't really talked about. I'll be a senior next semester. And that's kind of, well, let me, okay, pause. This is the show where I plan 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long radio show, and then I fill airtime with the other half hour intermittently. I don't plan anything. It's kind of bad. But anyways, next semester I will be starting as a senior, which is to say, if I keep on track, it will be my last year at Tufts University, at least as an undergraduate, and probably in general. But I haven't thought that far ahead. But so this is kind of like the beginning of the end for me, you know, the summer before senior year. I guess the summer before my high school senior year, I was a delivery driver for DoorDash. And I won't say too much about DoorDash. I have nothing bad to say about working for them. Let me be clear. But I'm worried about saying anything and getting the station in trouble. But speaking generally, I loved being a delivery driver. It was, and I think I've mentioned this before, but it was like one of the most fun I've had in a job. And part of that was that I got to, you know, make my own hours and everything. And I didn't have to conform to anyone's schedule. I could just do what I wanted. That was probably a part of it. But also, I just like driving around the city, you know, rushing around to different restaurants, picking up food, delivering them places. It was very, you know, it kept you on your toes. You did lots of questionable parking, I'll say. I won't say illegal, but I will say questionable. But in the end, you got people their food. They thanked you. They gave you 5-star reviews. You got money. It was just a great experience. And in some ways, it concerns me. Maybe I've talked about this before, but I don't think anyone cares. If you do care, please tweet at #probablybirds and maybe someone can tell me about it. But it concerns me that I was so content as a delivery driver. And I don't think it should concern me, but it does. Because it's society, guys. Society is telling me that I should, you know, get my degree and get maybe more degrees and get a job that with prestige and, you know, some level of money attached to it. And I'm thinking, I was pretty content just driving around delivering people food. You know, people who had enough money to not walk a block or two to the restaurant to get food, or just maybe it's not a money thing. Maybe they have their own reasons for needing it delivered, and that's okay. And I'm glad that DoorDash and other delivery services are available for them. But the point is, I was content with my simple life. And perhaps it was made easier by the fact that I was living at home and didn't have to pay rent or for my own food or clothes, etc., etc. And perhaps now that I'm moving on from that and will pretty soon have to make my own way in the world, more or less, maybe being a delivery driver wouldn't cause me so much contentment because I would have to make enough money to survive. And I mean, I think I'd be able to survive on it, but perhaps not with the quality of life I'd want. It's a mixed bag, guys, just like the bags of food I delivered to people as a DoorDash delivery driver. But that's not the point. The point is that I will be old soon. Right now I'm young, I'm 21, but in not too long I'll be 22, and, you know, and a short while after that I'll be dead. So I guess what I'm trying to say is appreciate probably birds while it's here. Or if you don't appreciate it now, download it, appreciate it later. I can't immortalize me, I guess is what I'm saying. I want future generations to look back and say, who was this guy who did this thing for a little bit during college? And why did he do it for so long? And then why did he stop? And I guess I'm explaining now why I stopped. It's because I got old. I moved on. I have a life to live. All right, a weird start to the episode. It's always a weird show. We're going to keep playing some music, and then I'm going to come back and talk for a bit more. That's kind of how this whole thing sort of goes. I want y'all to know that I love you very much. And I mean that. I love you. I think you're beautiful, fantastic people. I mean, people are phenomenal, and you're a person, unless you're a cat. Sometimes my cats listen to the show. But Sully and McLovin, you're phenomenal too. But really, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. I hope you enjoy these songs. Everything's going to be okay. And here is more music, and I'll be back. Okay, I love you.
Called to see if you're back. Was still aligned and your sheets were growing grass all on the corners of your bed. But you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me. And secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar. You You tested your metal of doe skin and paddles, of kissing the lipless and bleed all the sweetness away. The rain has fallen, it's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company, and there ain't nothing round here to look at. Move along. In some backyard, in some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again. Here we go again. You got rings in your ears, and you got kicked around and made up. Looking high, how
Hello, darlings, I have returned. We just heard Kissing the Lipless by The Shins, followed by Shadow People by Dr. Dog. Shadow People, I've got a couple of thoughts about that song. The first is that it's always a song I think I like more after it's over, which is not to say I don't like the song. I like the song, but, you know, sometimes you're in the middle of it and you're thinking, I don't know if I like this song. And then by the time it's over, you're like, all right, that was okay. I could play that on the radio. And secondly, that's always a song that I think is better when I'm playing it driving near or through Baltimore. And that might just be because it mentions Baltimore. And for those of y'all who haven't been to Baltimore, I'd recommend going to the aquarium, and that's about it. I mean, Baltimore is kind of like a Philadelphia that knows it's not that great. And on the, like, kind of to go with that, Philadelphia is kind of like a Baltimore that thinks it's better than itself. And those are my controversial opinions on two major U.S. cities. Please don't get too mad. If you like those cities, I'm sure you have good reasons. I'm not here to fight anyone. I'm just here to talk for a bit and play music and then go home and go to bed. And to that end, I have to read you a PSA because I think I'm required to by law. And also, it's important. It's important to stay afraid. And to that end, here's a PSA. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. All right, there you go. You've been warned earthquakes happen, or is that was the earthquake one, right? I think, whatever. Earthquakes, regardless of whether that PSA related to earthquakes or not, earthquakes happen. Be aware. And you know, as much as you can prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today, I think there are more, and this may be incorrect, but assuming that an earthquake doesn't happen tomorrow, there are probably more pertinent things to prepare for. So I say prioritize that. I don't know if I'm allowed to contradict the PSAs I read, but I don't think that's so much a direct contradiction as just an alternative suggestion. Anyways, let's talk stories. Let's talk about my life. Longtime fans of the show, all three of you. That might be generous. But if you're out there, longtime fans of the show will know that I have an internship that involves working with kids. These kids, I suppose, have, you know, histories of trauma, emotional behavioral issues, etc. But by and large, they're normal kids. And I was helping one, not really helping, I was hanging out with one of the kids today. We'll call him Jeremy. That's not his real name. I'm not going to give his real name because he is a child. I only give the real names of adults on the radio. His name's Jeremy. It's not. And he is into Naruto, which is a show that I've maybe seen a couple episodes of, and I've seen the outside of, like, the manga. I've never read it or really watched it. But I'm reading to him these kind of Wikipedia articles about elements of the show. And he's able to read, but for some reason he wants me to read it through and explain it to him. And I'm like, all right, I'll try my best with my, you know, just dearth of knowledge about Naruto. And I'm explaining how the characters in the show are able to make shadow clones of themselves. They're able to divide their, like, life energy and make another physical entity. And they can do this as many times as they want, provided they have enough life energy. And he turns to me, Jeremy, and he's like, all right, so how do you do that? And I'm like, Jeremy, I don't know. What do you mean? And he's like, yeah, how do they do that in the show? And I'm like, okay, great. I think he just has to, like, focus and concentrate. And he's been trained and he can, you know, split himself into clones. And Jeremy's like, okay, great. What do you mean when you say concentrate? Like, how do I do that? And I don't know, guys. I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I think, let me be clear, this kid is an intelligent kid, all right? There's nothing, like, you know, about him. He doesn't have delusions about, well, no more than the average kid. So I think deep down, he recognizes that he is not able to shadow clone himself, but I also think a very real part of him really does believe that this is a possibility, and that if he, you know, focuses in the right way, as I told him to, or, you know, trains and has, like, the right stuff, he can become, like, the characters of Naruto. And I thought maybe I should tell him that he can't do that. And then I thought, there's no way in hell I'm going to tell him that, all right? This kid, he's just a kid, guys. I want him to believe in something. All right? I believed in stuff as a kid when I was his age. What is he, probably like 7 or something? I don't know his age. It's like around 7, plus maybe between 7 and 9, probably towards the 7. And so I talked through it with him. I'm like, listen, Naruto, he's got like these trainers and stuff, and they teach him how to do these things, and he's got this innate power. And he's like, all right, great, I've just got to focus. And I'm like, that's right, bud, you just got to... Well, I didn't really say that. I didn't tell him he could do it. I avoided saying directly, yes, this is an achievable goal for you, because between you and me, listeners, I don't think it is. But I didn't tell him it wasn't an achievable goal, because like I said, I want him to believe in something. I'll tell you something to believe in. Here's a story about belief and how I've been crushed lately. Maybe I'll save it for the actually, well, it's fine. No, I'll save it for the next commercial break, or I guess it's not a commercial break, it's me talking at you break. And so I'm going to fill about a minute with other material, but remember, next time I talk to you, I'm going to talk about believing in something, and I'm going to talk about the disastrous consequences. And see, this builds tension throughout the show. You're wondering, what is it? And you're going to have to listen to 2 more of my songs to hear it. What else is new in my life? The trees are blooming. That's new in my life. Or I suppose I should say the trees have bloomed and have shed their blossoms by and large. Not all of them, but for a while everything was pretty. And now things are a little bit less pretty. But I got lost on my way to my internship today because the roads are green. Or at least the sides of the roads are green. And things looked unfamiliar. And I took a wrong turn because nothing looked the same. Because, you know, there's green everywhere. And it was beautiful. But after a while, I was like, all right, I just went over a bridge and I'm driving alongside a river, and that doesn't really seem like it was there last time I drove to work. And indeed, it was not. So I turned around and found my way back to the correct road, which would have been easier with a GPS, but I'm really anti-GPS for reasons I can't quite articulate. But I think it has to do with a reassertion of my humanity over the machine. And that's something I can maybe get into later, or maybe next semester, or maybe never. I don't know if I've thought enough about it to really provide an informed discussion on the matter. But I just want to say, hey, I'm here, I'm human, and I love and care about you. And here are 2 more songs, and then I'm going to talk again. So I love you, hope you enjoy, I'll be back, we'll talk about belief and hope and etc. Okay, here you go.
Thank you. old prison food. I'm calling my life with the chaos of trouble, cause anything's better than posh isolation. I missed the bus. You were laid on your back with the boy with the Arab strap, with the boy from the Arab strap. Takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress and she's got style.
A pretty war with feelings hid. She begs me not to miss her. She says forever to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However you might feel, tonight is real. When I forget how to talk, I sing, won't you please bring that flash to shine and turn my eyes red, unless they close. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. reaches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. I warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream float like leaves and freeze to spread skeleton wings. I passed through before I knew you. Just because daddy's payday is not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because daddy's payday is not enough.
We just heard, yes, I am on. We just heard The Boy with the Arab Strap by Belle and Sebastian, or as most people would pronounce it, Belle and Sebastian, followed by She's Ajar by Wilco. Great, and let me tell you, I haven't forgotten, guys. So I have a story about believing in something, and for a second, I thought maybe I won't share that story, and it's kind of a meta experience because I've made you believe that I'll share the story, and then slowly your belief dwindles and your hope falters and you realize that I'm unreliable. But no, for now I'm gonna work to maintain this tenuous relationship between us and tell you the story. And so a bit of background knowledge, I live off campus, and a key element of my living off campus is that I get packages delivered to my house. If you live on campus, you get packages delivered to Tufts Mail Services. And so you can believe my surprise when a couple of days ago, I think it was on Saturday, maybe I checked my mail on Sunday, but I received an email from Tufts Mail Services. And maybe here's my poor planning, because I should have just pulled it up while the music was playing, but maybe I'll pull it up for y'all. Okay, ready? Here we go. I'm going to say things. Okay, I got the email. It says, "Hi, Jonah. That's my real name, not DJ Pending. It says, "Hi, Jonah. We are emailing you to remind you that there is a package here for you from 5/11/18. Please come pick it up at your earliest convenience. Thank you, Mail Services, GU. I assume G stands for general and U stands for something else. But, or maybe GU's a name, I don't know. That's not the point. The point is, I thought, wow, that's weird. I've gotten mail at Mail Services. And it didn't strike me immediately that the date of the mail was May 11th of last year. And I'm thinking, mail services, why on earth are you, you know, sending me an email about a package that I received a year ago? And then I remembered, guys. I thought, wait a second, about a year ago, I was sitting on a plane headed to DC, where I grew up, where my home is, sitting on a plane, and I get an email from mail services saying, hey, dog, we have a package for you. Come pick it up. And I'm like, listen, mail sir, I don't tell them this. I think this. I say, listen, mail services, I'm on a plane home. I will not be picking up that package. And I thought, oh, well, that's, I've lost it. And I learned that my mom was trying to send me like chocolates or something. And so then the summer happened, last summer happened, and I forgot all about the package. And evidently, so did mail services, because, again, I received no correspondence regarding this package until last Saturday. And so I received this, and I'm like, all right, that's weird. And I thought, wait, maybe it's the chocolate. And I thought, okay, hold up. If that chocolate's been sitting around in un-air-conditioned mail services all summer, and then, you know, throughout the winter, etc., I don't know if it's going to be very good. But let me tell you, listeners, I believed. I had hope that this chocolate would still be okay to eat. And so I go with my friend, Patrick. He was on the show last week. I think we called him Tumult or Travesty. He had a name, something like that. I drove us to mail services because I was driving to my internship afterwards and I got lost. We talked about that. I drove us to mail services. I got my package. I opened it. It's like these fancy, like caramel marshmallow chocolate things. And I'm like, this seems delicious. And I know it's delicious because I've had it before. And I think, all right, I braced myself for the worst. I opened up the box and I found, to my delight, guys, I believed, deep down, I still believed that it was okay. And I found that the package was sealed. Like there was like, you know, that plastic wrap that I then believed sealed in all the freshness. I thought, oh my gosh, what a happy surprise. I'm so happy that my optimism won out. Yeah, for maybe the first time in my life, my optimism was rewarded with delicious marshmallows. And I thought, great, I'll eat them when I get home from my internship. It's a long story. I'm sorry about that. But so then I do the reasonable thing and I get lost on my way to my internship. And then I return home and I say, great, time for these chocolate marshmallow caramel things. I open up the plastic wrap. I take a gander at it. I think, all right, it looks a little bit shriveled. It looked kind of desiccated, you know, like someone took all the moisture out of it. But I thought, that's all good. It's a bit old. It'll be fine. And I bite into this. I did eat it. Because I'm an optimist at heart, guys, and it kills me. But that's who I am. And so I bit into it, and there was a crunch, which in some chocolate bars would be okay, but this is like supposed to be a marshmallow experience, a soft, fluffy mouth dance. And so I bite in, and there's a crunch, and I think that's not good. And indeed, apparently over the past year, the marshmallows like crystallized or something into like, and it didn't taste bad. The marshmallow wasn't the bad part. The bad part was the caramel, which although it kept surprisingly well for a year in like a non-climate controlled room, I think it was like a little bit off. And so I took a bite and I thought, man, that was not quite what I expected, but you know what? It's not that bad. And then I took another bite and I thought, all right, it's getting worse. But listeners, let me tell you, I believed in something, just like little Jeremy believes he can make shadow clones of himself if he does something right. And we're not really sure what that something is. He was very insistent on asking me, like, what do you mean? And I say, look, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. But anyways, I believed. It took a third bite and I thought, this is not going to work. Which is funny. That's like the first time I'm the one having that thought. But anyways, I thought, this is not going to work. And I, with dismay, I threw the remainder of that marshmallow and the rest of the marshmallows away. Which is really no big loss. We shouldn't be attached to material things, etc., whatever. But also, I have like brownies at home and like Reese's peanut butter eggs because they were on sale after Easter, and I thought, I like Reese's peanut butter eggs, so I bought some of those, and my professor gave me a bag of candy from her daughter's bat mitzvah that I've been working through, and really, I've got way too many sweet things. This is a problem that occurs in my life far too often, and you'd think I would have learned, but no. I never learn, and perhaps that's just another effect of my brutal optimism. But also, I love you, and it's nice to be and go through the world full of hope, even if the cost of that is repeated disappointment. I am unshakable, okay? Well, no, I'm shakable, but I will always get back on. Okay. I'm going to play more music. I don't like describing myself too much. I'm going to play more music. Last two songs of the night, really like the last one. Really like all the songs. I like songs. I hope y'all enjoy. I'll be back. We'll debrief. I'll tell you I love you, because I do love you, and you really are a special person. So here's some music, and I hope you enjoy. Wonderful. All right, guys, that was Amphibian Days by Of Montreal, followed by For Emma by Bon Iver, the last song of Probably Birds Season 3, and the latest song, To Be Breaking My Heart, more or less every time I listen to it. And I've even thought maybe I shouldn't keep listening to it, because legit, it makes me feel terrible. But it's kind of in a, well, I don't know. I really like the song. I've got a lot of feelings. Maybe now isn't the time to go into them. Sometimes it feels like I'm in love, and other times it feels like I'm drowning, and oftentimes with the same feeling, which is nothing really too profound to say, because I think it's something we all already know. Irregardless, let's close out the show. Man, I don't know. Hold up. I'm okay. I'm like almost, no. I'm okay. Let's talk about self-care. Let's talk about self-care. All right, guys, the semester's coming to a close. The summer is on its way, and I won't be here to hold you, or, well, maybe I will be. I don't know who you are. I hope I'm around to help you out and hold you and do whatever it is that I need to do. That's within, you know, my reasonable capabilities to help you feel okay and better and, you know, make you the wonderful, beautiful person you are. But short of me being directly there helping you, you can help yourself because you can practice self-care. There are so many ways to do it. I've talked about it a lot in the show. Towards the end of the show, I've got like 2.5 minutes to talk about it now. So love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Try to say nice things about yourself. If you have a negative thought about yourself, and this can be difficult, and it's okay if it's not always possible for you, if you don't always do it right, but take a moment and really think, you know, is that thought true? Let's think about it. Or are these standards I'm setting for myself fair? And let me tell you something. If the standards you're setting for yourself are hurting you, then maybe they're not fair, and it might be time to reevaluate your standards and, you know, think, are these the standards I would apply to someone else and think it fair? Although, you know, lots of people think it's okay to set higher standards for yourself than others, and in some ways it is, at the same time, you are also just a person living in this crazy world. And it is a crazy world, but it's okay. Because we're here for you. There are people in this world who love you very much. And I hope that you're one of those people. And if not, perhaps one day you will be. And I really hope that for you. But take care of yourself. Love yourself. Make sure you put aside time to take care of yourself and do things that you like and decompress. Because not only is it just simply good for you, it will make you, you know, more productive, more efficient, whatever external reasons you might want that might help validate the process for you. I'm sure it will help. But most importantly, you are an individual who is beautiful and lovely and deserving of all the love and care and kindness in the world. Because, oh my gosh, you're here, you're living, you're breathing. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, but it can hurt a lot too sometimes. So remember to reach out for people, ask for help, because all of us are surrounded by people, even strangers, who are more than happy to. And with that being said, I hope you all have a great summer, a really good night. I love you, you're beautiful, and please do take care.